So let's review. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kol Ir Sheyesh B'Mailus U'Mardus. Rav taught that a city with lots of hills causes people to age early. In fact, Rav Huna Ben Yeshua attributed his own premature aging to the steep roads between the cities that he would often travel to. Tanaban, Bo L'Rava. The Braisa teaches that when measuring the tchum of a circular city, a square must first be drawn around the city, and only then do we measure 2,000 amos from the sides of the square. This square should be drawn b'ribua shel olam, with each side facing a direction of the world, meaning that one side should be due north, another side due south, etc. The Braisa offers two ways to figure out where due north and south are. One way would be by looking at the mazalis, the constellations. The constellation of a calf points to the north, and scorpion's tail to the south. Another way is by marking off the first sunrise and sunset of Tekufas Tammuz and Tekufas Teves, the winter and summer solstice. If we would draw a line from where the sun rises to where the sun sets on Tekufas Tammuz, the longest day of the year, that line indicates due north. If we draw a line from where the sun rises to where the sun sets on Tekufas Teves, the shortest day of the year, it would indicate due south. For a more in-depth understanding of this and the following statements, see our video on Birchas HaChama in the special video section on the Daf HaChaim homepage. Rav Mesharsha disagrees slightly with the Braisa and points out that Lo yotz HaChama mi oyle mi kerem mizrachas tzvainis v'shaka b'kerem harabas tzvainis. Even on the longest day of the year, the sun does not really rise all the way in the northeastern corner, nor does it set all the way on the northwestern corner of the sky. Rather, it rises halfway between the northeastern corner and directly east, and it sets halfway between the northwestern corner and directly west. The same is true for where it rises and sets along the southern horizon on the shortest day of the year. The Gemara then goes on to present some general rules about the Arba'a Tekufas Hashana, the four seasons of the year. Amar Shmuel, Ein Tekufas Nisan Nefelas, Il Ba'arba'a Rivei Hayom, Oy B'Tchilas Hayom, Oy B'Tchilas Halayla, Oy B'Chatz Hayom, Oy B'Chatz Halayla. The spring equinox always falls out at exactly one of the quarter points of the day, midnight, midday, 6 in the evening, or 6 in the morning. The summer solstice is always at 1.5 or 7.5 hours of the day or night. The fall equinox is always at 3 or 9 hours of the day or night. The winter solstice is always at 4.5 or 10.5 hours of the day or night. Second, there are exactly 91 days plus 7.5 hours between each Tekufah season. Also, there is a cycle of 7 mazalis, stars or planets, where each serves in consecutive hours of each day. Now, since 91 days equals exactly 13 weeks, plus 7.5 hours, the mazal which served at the beginning of one season will also serve for the first half hour of the next season. Finally, some physical calamities can strike if the season starts while certain mazalis are serving. If Tekufas Nisan begins in the hour of Tzedek, Jupiter, the trees will be ruined. Also, if Tekufas Teves begins in the hour of Tzedek Jupiter, the seeds will all dry out. The Gemara then returns to discuss the laws of establishing a Tchum Shabbos. Tanaban, Hamerabeya Seir. When figuring out the Tchum Shabbos of a circular city, we draw a square around the city and measure 2,000 amos from the edges of the square. However, we do not measure 2,000 amos from the corners of the square, which would result in rounded corners of the overall Tchum. Rather, after measuring out 2,000 amos from all sides of the squared city, we add a square of 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos in all four corners of the tchum, resulting in a square tchum as well. This way, we gain additional area in the corners of the tchum. This would mean that a round city with a diameter of 2,000 amos would gain an extra 400 amos in the corner when squaring it off. And then the tchum would measure 2,800 amos when drawing a diagonal from the corners of the squared off city, which would mean that the actual Tchum Shabbos can be as much as 3,200 amos away from the city. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Eliezer Reb Yesi, Tchum Ori Leviim Al Payim Amo, Tzimehen Elef Amo Migrash, Nimtza Migrash Revia V'Hashar Sadeh Sakramim. The Tchum around the cities of Leviim are 2,000 amos, which includes an empty space around the cities of 1,000 amos called a Migrash. The Braisa says that this means that the empty space is one quarter of the total area. The Gemara asks, Migrash Revia? Migrash Palga? The math seems to be incorrect, because 1,000 amos is not one quarter, but one half of the 2,000 amos of Tchum. The Gemara gives four explanations for what the Braisa might mean. The first of which appears in this daf, Amar Rava. If the city is a circle with a diameter of 2,000 amas, after squaring the city and the tchum around it, the total area of the city and its tchum will be 36 million square amas. The circle of 1,000 amas drawn around the city will be roughly 9 million square amas, calculating using 3 for pi, which is a quarter of the entire area. Abaye Amar, if the city is a circle with a diameter of 1,000 amas, after squaring the city and the tchum around it, the total area of the city and the tchum will be 25 million square amas. Of that space, the city itself takes up approximately 1 million square amas, leaving 24 million square amas in the space of the tchum around the city. The 1,000 amas circle of empty space around the city will be approximately 6 million square amas, which is one quarter of the 24 million total amas around the city. Whereas Rava viewed the quarter as the Migrash, being a quarter of the total space, including the city, Abaye views it as a quarter of the space around the city, but not including the city itself.